Just ahead of a new school year, hundreds of families gathered for Hartford's fifth annual Back to School Block Party. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, the free event run by the Capital Region Education Committee has quickly become a community favorite.
Families coming to the Back to School Block Party seem to be used to waiting in lines. Lines for hot dogs, ice cream, haircuts, and the line of all lines. Free backpacks stuffed with school supplies. 5 years ago, Crec started with 600 backpacks and quickly ran out. Since then, they've upped that number to 1,200. Here's Aura Alvarado, Crec's Director of Community Relations.
Every year it gets bigger and bigger, and the best part that makes me full of joy is that this is the time that we all come together. Does not matter if you're from the North End, South End, if you speak Spanish, English. If you go to a Crec school or a Hartford school or a Goodwin Tech, whatever school you go to, you are welcomed here.
At one of the ice cream trucks, students were asked to share their dreams in exchange for a frozen treat. 8-year-old Nathaniel said his dream was to become the superhero The Flash, but if he couldn't do that, he had more practical thoughts.
Make lots of money, have a good job, and live in a condo with my sister.
Outside, sounds of the DJ, drumline, steel pan band, and kids honking a CTA bus horn mixed in with the crowd. But inside, the pop-up barbershop was a much quieter scene. Tamika Bailey washed as her son got a free haircut and her daughter had her hair braided.
They always want to go back to school looking fly, and you know, it boosts their self-esteem and their confidence, so that's always nice as well. And I know once my son, once he's done with his haircut, girl, he's going to be in the mirror like all day, every day.
School is back in session at the end of the month, and it's safe to say that these families were able to check a few things off their shopping lists. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.